Well, here's the guy that talked us into opening a brewery. How are you?
I just got the best pills in America.
Thank you. Yeah, Big Mike is the beer judge that talked us, not didn't talk us into it, but he encouraged us.
Hi, my name's Heidi Wilder. I'm the director of Fun Activities at Port Rock Brewing in Rancho Cordova, California. And we've been open for 5.5 years now. And it's been going swimmingly. It's funny because I lived in Germany for 5 years. And so I got really well-versed with beer. We feel that climate change has affected us. You know, beer is made with water, grain, hops, and yeast. Okay, those are the four ingredients. So water is a very key, you know, ingredient. So there's a drought. What's going to happen to the water? Is it going to be more expensive? Is it going to change the chemistry of the water? Is it going to have more minerals in it? You know, Folsom Lake, we get our water from there.
So this is our Folsom Damn Good Pilsner that I'm pouring right now, and our 20-ounce pour in our beautiful Pilsner glass with a nucleated bottom that helps push all the aromas up and gets rid of a lot of the bloating in your belly. You know, it's going to get rid of a lot of the bubbles. So you drink more beer.
What if there's no snowpack that's melting into Folsom Lake? And all the water rights go down to irrigate all the farms. So we don't know what would happen then. And again, we'd have to keep getting the water tested to make sure that we are changing our water to make sure that it stays consistent. Like the Pilsner, for instance. You can't hide any sins in a Pilsner. And so the water has to be super clean and nice and soft. And if you're not using soft water, then it's not going to work.
A lot of stainless steel here, so it's always very shiny and clean, ideally. And so we have our 15-barrel brew house, and that's where we make the sticky, hoppy water, and then the yeast finish it off for us. The little yeasties are burping. This is the off-gassing of the yeast making the beer. They're just little yeast burps. So there's several beers in process right now in different stages, and we just let the yeast do their thing, and hopefully they finish in time, then we can package it and sell it and make people happy.
So this is why we need consistency in our ingredients, because you want Pilsner to taste like the Pilsner. We've been affected by climate change mostly because of the fires in South Lake Tahoe. It's smoky, it's miserable. Everybody just gets out if they have to be evacuated. We can't even deliver beer up to South Lake because all the roads have to be open for the fire crews. So we just, you know, settle down and be like, hey, well, I guess we're not selling any beer in whatever region it is. I think it was 3 years ago, it was particularly bad. And it was all smoky down here and everything. Even people were just staying inside in their homes. They weren't even coming to the tap room. It's just, you know, unfortunate. And it's just, it's so sad that we actually have a fire season now. But, you know, we're always having to look at what's the plan for the next, you know, 5 years, what's the plan for the next year kind of thing. We always have to look forward and say, okay, what's going to happen if, and be prepared. You know, everybody had to pivot during COVID and get creative on how they could sell beer. You know, that might be another pivot. We currently don't have any plans to mitigate climate change on our business yet. But now that you bring it up, I think we should.